In a cozy little village surrounded by lush green fields, there was a curious boy named Max. One sunny afternoon, while exploring the outskirts of town, he stumbled upon a thick forest that seemed to whisper secrets. Intrigued, Max ventured deeper, his heart racing with excitement. Little did he know, he was headed for an adventure unlike any other, one that began in a place known as the Hidden Hollow, a magical spot known only to a few. As Max entered the hollow, he was met with a spectacular sight. Colorful flowers danced to the music of the wind, while glittering streams meandered like ribbons of silver. Just as he was admiring a particularly silly-looking mushroom that wobbled as he walked past, out popped an unexpected character, a tiny purple rabbit wearing glasses and a bow tie. "Greetings, adventurer," said the rabbit, adjusting his spectacles. "I'm Professor Fluffbottom, guardian of Hidden Hollow. What brings you here?" Max laughed, mesmerized by the rabbit's eccentricity. Before Max could reply, Fluffbottom pulled out a map from his tiny backpack. "Our hollow is in trouble. The mischievous Windy Whiskers, a cheeky squirrel, has stolen the legendary golden acorn, which keeps our land lively. Without it, the flowers will droop, and the streams will go dry." Surrounded by such charm, Max couldn't resist the call to action. "Let's get that acorn back," he declared, puffing out his chest with newfound bravery. The two unlikely pals set off on their quest, following the map through twists and turns that made Max dizzy and the rabbit giggle. They climbed hills that looked like they were painted in candy stripes and crossed fields where flowers played hide and seek. They even encountered a troop of singing butterflies who offered to help, as long as they could sing their favorite song first. "The Bouncing Beetle Boogie," they sang high and loud, causing Max to join in. To everyone's surprise, even Professor Fluffbottom tried to do a little dance, resulting in a tiny tumble that made them all roar with laughter. Eventually, they arrived at Windy Whiskers' hideout, a towering tree with branches stretching to the sky. Peeking through the leaves, Max could see the cheeky squirrel juggling the golden acorn. "Stop right there, Windy," Max shouted, trying to sound brave. The squirrel turned around and, seeing Max, simply dropped the acorn and started to giggle uncontrollably. "I was just playing, but if you can make me laugh, I'll give it back." With an idea shimmering in his mind, Max began to tell the silliest jokes he could think of. Soon, Windy was rolling on the forest floor, laughing so hard that the acorn was forgotten. With a wink and a chuckle, Max and Professor Fluffbottom picked up the golden acorn, returning it to its rightful place. The colors of Hidden Hollow became even brighter, and the streams burst back to life with a joyful gurgle. Max learned an important lesson that day. Sometimes, laughter and kindness can resolve any misunderstanding. As he waved goodbye to his new friends, he realized that adventures can be found in the most unexpected places. And sometimes, all it takes is a good joke to turn trouble into friendship.